we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Spiritual Alertness Through Prayer. We shall take our Bible reading from Colossians 4:2. Be devoted to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. I have just read from the New Living Translation. A mother noticed that her baby became unusually sickly and would cry uncontrollably at a particular time every night. She sought medical help and did everything she could, but the situation remained the same. As she committed herself to more fervent prayer and became devoted to it, one night, just around the time her baby would usually start crying, she fell into a trance. In the vision, she saw a figure dressed in white entering the room and approaching her baby. But as the figure drew closer, she sensed an eerie darkness around it, despite its white garments. Immediately, she knew it was an evil spirit. She woke up from the trance and, with the authority of Christ, rebuked the spirit and commanded it never to return. That was the last night her baby suffered that affliction. Many believers suffer unnecessary afflictions because they are not spiritually alert. A believer who is spiritually awake will be able to discern when an affliction is spiritual in nature and take authority over it. However, a spiritually weak believer may remain unaware and suffer needlessly. To be spiritually alert, you must be devoted to prayer. It is not enough to pray only when trouble arises. We must maintain a lifestyle of consistent and fervent prayer. This sharpens our spiritual senses and strengthens us against the enemy's schemes. Go into today remembering that devotion to prayer and thanksgiving is key to spiritual alertness and victory in Christ. Prayer. Lord, help me to be devoted to prayer and remain spiritually alert at all times. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job chapters 7 to 8. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job chapters 7 to 8.
Do not mortals have hard service on earth? Are not their days like those of hired laborers? Like a slave longing for the evening shadows, or a hired labor waiting to be paid? So I have been allotted months of futility, and nights of misery have been assigned to me. When I lie down, I think, how long before I get up? The night drags on. I toss and turn until dawn. My body is clothed with worms and scabs. My skin is broken and festering. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope. Remember, O God, that my life is but a breath. My eyes will never see happiness again. The eye that now sees me will see me no longer. You will look for me, but I will be no more. As a cloud vanishes and is gone, so those who go down to the grave do not return. They will never come to their homes again. Their places will know them no more. Therefore, I will not keep silent. I will speak out in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the monster of the deep that you put me under guard? When I think my bed will comfort me and my couch will ease my complaint, even then you frighten me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that I prefer strangling and death rather than this body of mine. I despise my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone. My days have no meaning. What are human beings that you make so much of them? That you give them so much attention, that you examine them every morning and test them every moment. Will you never look away from me or let me alone even for an instant? If I have sinned, what have I done to you, you who watch over us all? Why have you made me your target? Have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my offenses and forgive my sins? I will soon lie down in the dust. You will search for me, but I will be no more.
Then Bildad the Shuhite replied,
How long will you say such things?
Your words are a blustering wind. Does God pervert justice? Does the Almighty pervert what is right? When your children sinned against him, he gave them over to the penalty of their sin. But if you will seek God earnestly and plead with the Almighty, if you are pure and upright, even now he will rouse himself on your behalf and restore you to your prosperous state. Your beginnings will seem humble. So prosperous will your future be. Ask the former generation and find out what their ancestors learned. For we were born only yesterday and know nothing, and our days on earth are but a shadow. Will they not instruct you and tell you? Will they not bring forth words from their understanding? Can papyrus grow tall where there is no marsh? Can reeds thrive without water? While still growing and uncut, they wither more quickly than grass. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. So perishes the hope of the godless. What they trust in is fragile. What they rely on is a spider's web. They lean on the web, but it gives way. They cling to it, but it does not hold. They are like a well-watered plant in the sunshine, spreading its shoots over the garden. It entwines its roots around a pile of rocks and looks for a place among the stones. But when it is torn from its spot, that place disowns it and says, "I never saw you." Surely its life withers away, and from the soil, other plants grow. Surely God does not reject the blameless or strengthen the hands of evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Your enemies will be clothed in shame, and the tents of the wicked will be no more.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional, and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.